Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 Fan. Happy Monday to all of you out there. Kind of getting warmed up this morning and waiting on Ben to get here. Paulie and I, the opening act. For sure, Ben. Did you see him? Anything?
Let's see him. Can't see the parking lot from here. I don't see him. Yoo-hoo! What are we going to do?
Gee, I don't know. You know the funny thing about this song here, Paulie?
I'm learning about this song.
It's Alice in Chains.
I know who it is.
Right, but it's the Alice in Chains after Layne Staley died. So this is the new guy. It was their first single. His name's William Duvall, and it's a jam. You want to know an interesting factoid about this song? It's called Check My Brain. It's the song that I listened to driving from my extended stay hotel to my very first day on the radio, February 10th, 2010. Isn't that wild that I remember that?
How about that?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Came up on my iPod, because I think I still had an iPod at the time, in 2010. And this came on, and I went, oh, yeah. It says California in it. I'm in. I live in California now. I'm about to be on the radio for the first time ever in San Diego. This song will always be special to me for that reason and that reason alone. Speaking of iPod, I got the AirPod things for headphones.
Yeah.
I think, and I stand by this, maybe Apple's greatest invention.
The AirPod.
The AirPod may be their single greatest invention. And they've had...
After the iPhone.
See, they've had some bangers, man. The iPhone sucks. It kills me. It kills all of us. It's ruined our relationships. It's ruined...
You can't use the AirPods without the iPhone.
Right. That's true. But boy, those things are amazing.
I feel like the iPhone is just... It is what it is.
It stands alone?
It is... They have changed the world with the iPhone.
They have. They have.
And then it's what's the next greatest thing.
But they have other smartphones. There are other smartphones. There's nothing like the AirPod. Nothing. The AirPod, to me.
It's a Bluetooth headphone.
I know it is. But, boy, there's nothing like them. The quality's great. They fit right there in your ears. Now, they do get a little greasy from time to time with some earwax and whatnot.
Yeah.
You got to clean them. But
my case gets dirty.
Oh, my case is disgusting.
It's got like lint in it.
Yeah, there's all kinds of crud
keep them in, my
in there.
All
I know.
The
me too. I love the AirPod more than anything in the world. If you're married with a child, the AirPod is your greatest friend. My wife took pictures of me this weekend. I was posing with my son over some pieces of salmon, and my buddy goes, "Oh, look at that sick flex with the AirPod." And I go, "Bro, I just keep him in to keep me sane. I always have music in the AirPod." I think it used to be for me the iPod was the greatest invention that they ever had because, again, I don't know if did your generation, did you used to, you grew up with CDs, right?
Yep. I mean, I started with cassettes.
Right. Okay.
Then moved into burning CDs.
Okay. Well, I remember going on road trips and stuff, road trips with friends or like work road trips and having that giant case full of CDs.
Oh, yeah.
And having to pull them out and put them in. Oh, it was terrible. And you had to pack it. It was 700 pounds. Dude, obviously when they invented the iPod, you're like, oh my God, I can put all my music on this one little thing. It was pretty awesome. But I'm pretty confident, dude. For me, the AirPod is the greatest invention of all time. And I will flex on you because I have two pair. Because I thought I lost one, so I bought another one. And then I found the other one. And I'll tell you what.
I guess that's a flex.
It's a huge flex. Managing two sets of AirPods is not the easiest thing in the world. It's a lot harder than you think.
Sounds
it is.
Awful.
Mo AirPods, mo problems. I'm telling you right now.
Sounds terrible.
It's hard. It's hard. So anyway, Ben Higgins is in the house. Good morning, Benjamin. He's still just getting set up.
Good morning. How you doing? I'm okay.
Good.
Sorry.
Do you like AirPods?
Sitting down. I do not own any AirPods.
Well, you don't like music that much.
I probably could use them for television as like my my earpiece. So I'm interested in acquiring a pair. Do you know anyone with an extra?
Well, I have two, yeah. But you can't have mine. Because okay. I've gotten used to having two, and I will charge one, and I will carry the other one with me wherever I go. And then I come back in, and I switch them out. But I'll tell you, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to keep up with two. But that moment when I lost them, and my wife goes, I knew you were going to lose them. I told you don't spend the money on them. I go, all right, you're right. And I go, well, I'm gonna buy another pair. And she was like, you better not. I was like, I'm buying another pair. I can't live without them. They got me forever. They have me forever. It's the greatest thing ever. And, like, they're so... They hide so well, like nobody really, you know, your wife doesn't even know you have them in half the time. It's great.
I want to know, though, what it was like when you found the other pair. You're almost embarrassed to find them.
Well, it was embarrassment, and then I went, oh, now I have two. Now I have two. And I was pretty pleased. They were like tucked away in the pocket of some gym shorts or something in my dirty clothes. And I was elated, actually.
I had to do that with my studio headphones that I listen to when I'm at work. Which are wired, not the AirPods, but
yeah.
They're you know, nice pair of headphones, and my backpack got stolen out of my car.
Oh, that's right.
About a month ago, so I went and bought the same. I like these headphones. So I bought the exact same pair. About a week or two later, I get a letter in the mail from the police department that my backpack was found in return.
Shut up.
And it says in the notes, with headphones.
No way.
Which is cool.
I didn't even know that.
But now I have two headphones.
I didn't even know that they found your backpack.
Yeah.
What did they take out of your backpack?
I actually haven't gotten it yet. It's still at the police department.
Oh, well, go get it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well,
you got all day.
I don't live there anymore.
Who cares? You're 5 minutes from there. Go get your backpack.
I will. I have to tell.
Deadbeat move right there. So how long has it been sitting there? 3 weeks? Longer
than
that.
No, about 2 weeks.
Amazing. Go get your backpack.
I will.
For the love of God.
Well, I don't need the headphones right now.
No, so. I know. Go get your backpack. Those guys work their those investigators and inspectors, they work their ass off to get that backpack back for you. You're going to let it sit there, Paulie. All right, good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Wood.
Time for shenanigans is over. Let's get into some heavy, hardcore sports.
We have plenty of sports to get into
We do.
Today.
We do. I can't wait to break down the NBA Finals.
NBA Finals, an NFL Sunday, that injury to Dak Prescott, one of the roughest things you're ever going to see in a sporting event. Ouch.
Pretty
ouch.
Awful.
Ouch, 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 ouch. Baseball playoffs.
Alex Smith. I don't know if you guys knew this. He went to Helix High School.
Helix High.
Right here in San Diego.
Hey, he's okay, right? He got through that game yesterday.
He did. He got sacked six times and he got back up every single time. But
Aaron Donald got
every
him.
Single one.
Welcome back. Here's
I
Aaron
was
Donald.
Like going, no, please don't hit him. I mean, you almost feel guilty if you're Aaron Donald.
Yeah, you do.
That guy down, it's like, oh, man, really? I don't know that I want to tackle you.
Well, we all saw the pictures. I mean, they, of course, much like the Dak injury, they kept reappearing yesterday. Oh, man, never forget Alex Smith came back from this, and it's vomit-inducing.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's one of the worst things I have. It looks like he was in a car wreck. And I'm like, I don't want to see this again. I avoided it the first time. I don't want to see it now. And, you know, we talked about it at length. You know, should he come back? He almost died. And I just said, my whole thing was, I hope he doesn't. He's had a really nice career. He's made a lot of dough doing it and a lot of respect for him even attempting. The fact that he got in the game yesterday, maybe I'm in the minority, but I was like, dude, I don't want to see this. I do not want to see it.
Well, it was a nice moment. His family was there sitting up in the, you know, upper deck somewhere in Washington, D.C. They got to give him a standing ovation. And I'm sure for himself, there's got to be a great deal of satisfaction.
No question
about it. With the work that he put in over almost 2 years to come back and at least say, even if he never gets into another game, you can always say, hey, I didn't let that be my last play.
Yep.
You know, we've had Joe Theismann on, and, you know, I don't think – he doesn't seem like he's got tons of regrets for how it ended.
Nope.
But I think there would be, after a great career, there'd be some tinge of, like, does that really have to be my last play, being carried out on a stretcher in a cart and never get to go back on the field again?
Yeah, man.
Just to go out and complete a pass, which he did. He didn't do much. 37 yards, sacked six times. But he went out, he completed a pass, he was out there again. I think that makes a big deal. Even if he doesn't play again, that's something. That's something right there.
Yeah, it was, you know, look, what people are motivated by different things. That, to me, I was happy for him if he was happy, but it was not something I was going to sit down and actively watch. And I just saw so much on the timeline of, man, you got to, you know, you got to respect that, and you do. It's a long road back, but, oh, my Lord, man, when they showed, because I did see some highlights, I was watching Red Zone, I was like, dude, I don't want to see this. I do not want to see this guy get sacked by Aaron freaking Donald, man, who's just a tank. But, hey, good for him for making it back.
I know we'll go through the entire NFL Sunday weekend with our senior NFL writer, Eric Adelson. That's coming up in about an hour. We'll set up the rest of the show for you. Ready to get started, Woods? 5 a.m., back again. 5 to 9, it's Ben and Woods on a Monday morning. Glad to have you with us on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.